to the outside. On the outside of the pews is a silver tray. If you would use that for the children's offering, pass it to the center aisle, please.
All the little children that we have for today. That's good. Do you guys know what Facebook is by any chance? It's a thing on your phone or your computer that people look at. They try to use it to keep in touch with their friends and read things that other people have that they want to tell. And the other day, I was reading it, well, about a month ago, and it seemed like every other thing that I read about was about being grateful. People are grateful. You know what grateful means? Do you know what grateful means? You guys aren't listening. Do you know what grateful means? Do you know what I mean? You know what thankful means? If you're happy about something, you're thankful and you're grateful. Some good things happen in your life, and you feel like God's given you a blessing, you're grateful and thankful. Or if it's just something you like for dinner, you might be grateful for that. Okay. Yeah, we can be thankful for that. When the bad things that have happened to us, we're not thinking about them anymore, huh? Yeah, well, I got to thinking about that, and one of the other things I read said, if you think of three things a day that you're grateful for, within 3 weeks, you'll be a happy, happy person. Someone over here is not happy. Oh, okay. And so anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to start making a note. I'm going to do something about remembering things that I'm happy about or thankful for. I found this calendar that I had sitting on the shelf for 2019. I hadn't used it for anything. So I opened it up on August the 1st, which is right here. And I started putting down something every day that I'm glad about. I said I was glad that I had a recliner chair. And I said I was glad that I had breakfast. And I was glad I have almonds. I'm just happy for lots of different things, not very big things, just little things. You can be happy for any kind of thing, any day. And so I'm keeping track of those things for a while. Anyway, I got to thinking about a story that I heard a long time ago, actually. I can't even remember when I first heard it, but I read it in a book. And I thought I'd tell it to you guys, because it's about two ladies named Betsy and Corey. And they're not alive anymore. I've got their picture here on my computer. If I can make it open, I'll show you what they look like.
It's not really a computer.
I'm sorry. It is a little computer. It's called an iPad, yeah, or a tablet, you're right. But to me, they're all computers. And they confuse me just as much. One way or the other. Okay. This is a picture of the lady named Corey. And if you can see that, you can tell that this is an old picture of a lady that might have been a little bit old. And that's Corey. And this is Betsy. Betsy was born in 1885, so if she was still alive today, she'd be 134 years old. She's not with us. And Corey would be 7 years younger. And here's a picture of their family. Their father's name was Casper. And he was a watchmaker. Do you know what a watchmaker does? They used to have to make watches. They have to sit at their little table with a little looking thing on their eye. and put the tiny pieces of watches together so that they could people could have a watch that would tell them what time it was. So this family, yes, I am, and lots of people wear watches, but this one was probably made by machines. But back in the 1930s and 40s, this man was a watchmaker in the 1920s, and they lived in another country called Holland, and that's clear all probably just about halfway almost around to the other side of our world. And we can't walk there because we'd have to go across an ocean. So their last name was Tin Boom, and they lived in Holland. Okay, during, well, about 1940, and that would be, I didn't do that arithmetic, a whole bunch of years ago, about 80 almost years ago, there was a terrible thing that happened in Europe, and it was a war. One country started fighting with the other countries and tried to take over all the countries in Europe and wanted to be in charge of everybody. And they went and they overran Holland, and they told everybody, you have to do things our way. And a lot of people in Holland didn't agree with this new country, and so they were trying to hide from them or get away. And so this family, they had a big house, and they would hide people in their house. And so they did that actually for 4 whole years during this terrible war, and then they got caught, and they got arrested. You know what happens when you get arrested? You go to jail. Well, the jail that they got put in was a terrible, terrible, horrible jail that we call them concentration camps today. And Betsy and Corey had to stay in the concentration camp. And they were in one, excuse me, they were in a big room with lots of other ladies that had been captured by this army and put in the concentration camp. And the room where they pretty much did everything, where they slept and ate and everything, was called a barracks. So it was just a big room, big like this, and it didn't have anything in it but one little stove that burned wood, little wood stove, one or two little light bulbs in the whole room, and a whole bunch of bunk beds. And all these ladies had to stay in there. They were just crowded in there, and Betsy and Corey were in there together. Now, this family was a Christian family, and this new army didn't want them to have any Bibles, but for some reason, Corey and Betsy got in this barracks, and they had a copy of the New Testament. And they, when they were moved into this barracks, nobody searched them. The guards didn't say, what do you got in your pockets? Let me see. And so they were able to keep the New Testament with them in their barracks. And so they would, after supper, which didn't consist of much but a bowl of soup, they would go by the one of the light bulbs. They would stand under it in a group, and they would read from the New Testament. And so one of the scriptures they read was from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and it says, can't even remember this. Be thankful for all things. But that's not where it starts. I can't remember. I stuffed it in my pocket. Let me just see if I can find it. It's not that one. It's another one. Here it is. It's not that one either. I have too many things. Found it. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks for all things. So here is Betsy and Corey and all these other ladies crammed into this room with bunk beds. And they didn't really have covers on them. They just had piles of straw in their beds to sleep on and to try and stay warm. And so not too long after they were living in this terrible barracks, all the ladies realized there was something biting them. They'd go to bed at night, and they'd get up, and they'd have little bites all over them. and they realized they had fleas in their beds. Would you like that? No. Never. Yeah. Fleas are just really pests, aren't they? And so the ladies were feeling sorry for themselves and complaining and saying, why do we have to put up with so many bad things? And you know what Betsy said? You forgot what we read in the Bible. It says, rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all things. And they said, well, what do we have to rejoice about? And Betsy said to Gory, well, we can rejoice because we're here together. They didn't separate us. And then somebody else said, I don't remember what I was going to tell you. Anyway, yeah, it is, isn't it? Anyway, there were more things that Betsy found for them to be thankful for. Thankful that they were there together. Thankful that they had one light bulb that they could read from their Bible. Thankful that they had their little New Testament to read from. And Betsy said, and we have to be thankful for all things. And that means we even have to be thankful for fleas. Can you believe that? Betsy wanted to thank God for the fleas. Nobody knew why. They couldn't understand why they should be thankful. No, they don't. Nobody likes them. And Betsy said, it doesn't matter whether we like them or not. We're supposed to be thankful for all things. Well, a few days later, they found out why they could be thankful for the fleas. Because in the other room of the barracks, there were guards walking around all the time. And outside, there were guards walking around all the time. But no guards ever came into their room. And they found out they had a problem. They were trying to get the guard to take care of it. And the guard said, we never go in there because you guys have fleas. And so Betsy was right. They could be thankful for the fleas because it kept the guards away from them. So that's just one time I remember an interesting story of things. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry about that. So I decided to write down when I'm thankful. I thought maybe you might like to write down when you're thankful for something. So I made some little lists that you can use for a bookmark if you want to. And write down things that you're thankful for. And here's one for Abby. Daddy can write it down for Abby. Okay, do anybody want one of these? I'll keep them for myself. I'll put them on the table in the hallway. Okay, here you go. And you put your name on it, and then whenever you want to be thankful for something, you put it on your paper. All right, let's have a prayer, shall we? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for taking care of us, giving us a good place to live, and we don't have to sleep in straw with fleas. We ask that you would bless us to be your witnesses in all that we do. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now go back to your seats. Be sure you pick up the baskets or plates.